The reason I like to keep it at 140 degrees is because if you're going to be printing 101 for your halftones, you're going to almost instantly flash it, okay? And that's going to help with printing wet on wet, and with your some of your LSAs, low solid acrylics, and your medium solid acrylics. It's actually going to act as an instant flash. Virus, we'll call it wet on wet. We actually call it wet on dry. WAD does not sound as cool as WOW, so we call it WOW just like they do. What's happening is you're actually instantly flashing that ink, so you're not getting buildup on the other screens. The advantage of that to printing wet-on-wet versus wet-on-wet with Plastisol is you're not gonna get docking. How many of you have printed Plastisol simulated process jobs? First one looks great, second one, a little bit worse, third, and it starts to basically run on you. Your colors get muddy, you're losing your dot fidelity. The wet-on-wet, for me, I would prefer that over Plastisol only because my dot isn't gaining. It's instantly flashing. And artwork-wise, you'll have to adjust for that. If you're already adjusting for it now, you're pulling your curves down for Plastisol, you can actually keep them where they're at now or increase it a little bit to get that dot in.
We now have these Infinity Series inks. These are ready for use inks. So they're good to go out of the bucket. I would add quick additive to it, but that's about it.
You'll already have quick additive, you just need to add the mixture.
Yeah. But the thing about those is they follow the Pantone book formulas, so you don't even need a software. And they're ready for use. So I have the exact same color palette series, and there's a flyer for it over there called Alpha. Those are ready for use, discharge. So all I have to do is add the agent to it and print. So if you pigments, have you guys used water-based pigments before? Super thin, it's really easy to go crazy with it. These are ready for use, way easier to work with, so you're not dealing with the pigments. Just follow the Pantone book formula.
Yeah, literally, guys, when you're looking at a Pantone book, you tend to ignore it. Underneath, there's a little writing. You'll be like, Rubicon red, and like spot yellow. It'll have a couple of call-offs. It'll like, give percentages. That's your mixing system when you come with the Infinity or the Alpha series.
Yeah.
You don't even need to get on a computer. You literally just take the mixing order of 13 colors, which are the same core colors the Pantone book's calling out already, and you just break it down to the same percentages, blend them, you're done. You add whatever picture you want to add, or if you want to add the print gen to it, other than that, it's already got the softener and the tartar added in there already too.
And also, just heads up, this isn't available yet, but we are working on it right now. We are going to have ready for use ink with the additives that require no mixing, that use the standard Plastisol colors that everyone's already using to help people transition over easier.
Sure.
So your golden yellow, your lemon yellow, your scarlet red, those will be probably available, I think, in January.
Right? And if you guys ever have dealt with discharge and you smell that nasty smell, that's the agent, that's the ZFS, the formaldehyde, it's in there. It's gonna have a nasty smell. One thing that I always did to tell if shirts are actually cured for the most part is that they come out of the dryer, I'll kind of smell it. If it still reeks like a fish market, you're like, that's not good. That's gonna be, it's got moisture that needs to evaporate, it mix it well enough. If it comes out, you really shouldn't smell it. You shouldn't have to worry about boxing up 72 shirts into a box and then having your customer open up and get hit in the face with a nasty odor. It should be completely out at that point. So that's one of many ways to make sure that you've actually gotten it fully discharged and out of there. And we will do some discharge today, so you'll see that in the mix discharge in front of you. Like I said, we're going to do all the stuff. We've still got to mix a couple of colors. We haven't test printed anything. It's all going to be first time right in front of you for us to test it out, and we'll do a lot of stuff together.